Begin the current daf, Masech the Baba Basra, daf Ayin Vav. Begin on the second to the bottom line on daf Ayin Heyim and Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, attempting to posit that the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is a Machlekes Tanoim. And that is continuing on the topic of our Perek HaMlecher Es HaSfina, which was the opening Mishnah, regarding when someone sells a boat. So our Mishnah was discussing what's included in that unspecified sale, but the Gemara had a Machlekes HaMayram regarding the actual kinyan of a Sfina, where the kinyan is meshicha, because it's metatlin. Rav said, all you have to do is a little meshicha, even to move it just a tefach or a half a tefach. Whereas Shmuel said, no, you have to be meshicha, the entire boat has to go, it's to leave its entire space that it took and be an entirely different area. So the Gemara attempted to say it was Tolya the Machlekes Tanoim and said, not necessarily. And that the Gemara continues and says, Lema, let us say that this Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is Kahani Tanoi de Tanya, is like the following Machlekes Tanoim we learned in the following Braisa. The Braisa says as follows. Svina niknes b'mishicha, a boat, is acquired by drawing, by having it move because of you, by pulling it to you. Rav Nosson Amar, he says, Svina v'aisyes, regarding the case of a boat and the case of letters. What letters means to say is a document of debt, where if someone sells or gifts that document that he has to his friend, whereas that now that person owns the document and the debt that's written that he could now collect from, let's say, that borrower. And that's Rav Nosson Niknes b'mishicha, that those two things, a boat and a document, a document of debt, is acquired by that recipient when it comes to his hand, meaning when the seller gives it to him. And additionally, as the Gemara continues on top of Ayin Vav Min Aleph, ubishtar. And it also has to have that the seller writes a document of this sale of the boat or the document, as the Gemara says later on, that he has to write, kana lachu v'chol shibudei. Meaning it's not enough to just give him over the document or the boat without writing a document about the sale of the document. Because if all he did was actually give him the document and he would be kinder by it being given over to him, all he would acquire would be the actual paper of the document, which you can use to close up your bottle, but you wouldn't have what's written, the content in the document, unless it's written on a different document saying that this, what I gave you, that document is not just the paper, but it's also the debt, the content, what's written in the document itself. Now, the Gemara actually is going to later on ask that, okay, that makes sense why you need to write a document about the document that you're selling. Why do you have to write a document, a shtar, about the boat that's being sold? That's enough by just doing a meshicha. But that's what Rav Nosson says. You need to do both meshicha and shtar for the case of the boat and the document. Now, the Gemara first asks, Aisius Mandekar Shemayu, who mentioned anything about letters, meaning of a document, that Rav Nosson is coming to disagree? The Tanakhama said only one thing regarding a boat. And Rav Nosson talks about a boat, but he also talks about a document. Who mentioned that he's coming to disagree with the Tanna Kamma? So now the Gemara says, Chesur Mechzer Bachik Tani, there are words missing in the Braisa from the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. And then we'll understand what Rav Nosson was disagreeing. And this is what it says. Svina Niknes B'Mashicha, as we had in our text, that a boat is acquired by drawing it. Moreover, said the Tanna Kamma, V'Aisyeis B'Mesira. And the document is with Mesira, specifically with handing over. Now, the reason for this is because Meshicha, if let's say the Lakeach, with the consent of the Meicher, goes and draws it, that wouldn't work by the case of a document. Because Meshicha only works by something that's intrinsically worth value. Where once you take it, you already acquired it because you have the actual thing. Now, whereas by a document, the value is not the thing itself, it's what it represents. Because as Rashbam, let's say, points out, if let's say, yes, that the Lekeach was acquiring just it as a piece of paper, that it would help to do Meshicha on the document like other movable items. But to acquire the debt, the content that's written inside of it, which is just represented in this piece of paper, for that you need a greater level of kinyan. You need to do a Mesira and a specific type of Mesira that the lender actually hands it over to the Lekeach. That type of Mesira is necessary, according to Tanna Kamma, for a document. It wouldn't be enough with a Meshicha. Now, and that is what Rav Nosson Omer, so Rav Nosson said, Svina v'aisyais, regarding the case of a boat and the case of a document, niknes b'meshicha u'bishtar. They have to be acquired with both meshicha and with a document written about that sale. Now, and that the Gemara asks, as we mentioned before, shtar l'svina l'mali. Why is there necessary to write a document where the seller is writing about that he's selling the boat, which the lekeach is acquiring with meshicha? Metatlihi, but a boat is a regular movable item, which from the moment that the lekeach draws it near to himself, he acquires it like all movable items.
So why is it necessary to write a shtar? So Elalav rather says the Gemara, no, hocha getani. This is what the Bryce is saying, meaning in the words of Reb Nosson. Tanakama stays the same, the way we amended it, that the words are missing. Sfina niknis b'mashicha, Tanakama holds the boat is acquired with mashicha. V'aisis b'mesira. And regarding a document, you can't just do mashicha, you have to do a mesira. He has to hand it over. On that, Reb Nosson Oimer, so there's two items that Tanakam was talking about. Reb Nosson said as follows. He said, Sfina b'mashicha, you're right, I agree to you regarding the boat, all you need to do there is mashicha. It's regular metalin. But v'aisis b'shtar, regarding a document, as Rashbam points out, that there it also needs, besides the Mashicha, it also needs to have a shtar. Now, as we said, it's actually not enough to do Mashicha on the document. There, even the Tanakama holds, you have to have Mesira, but you need to have Mesira that the seller has to hand over and write a document about what he's handing over to the recipient. Where that's like the opinion of the Rabbanan that we're later going to quote, that the kinyan of a shtar is only until you write a document about that and that you give over the actual document that you want to give him. And the reason for that is because if it was just with a document that you're saying that, because that's how the words of the Reb Nosson sounds like, the Oisius Bishtar, and that's how you require Oisius, a document, then this Reb Nosson wouldn't be like any of the two Tanoim we're going to see in the following Brisa, not like Rebbe Oleg Rabbanan, and then would actually come out to be a three Remachleikis. So rather, it says Rashbam, when Reb Nosson says that Oisius Bishtar means not only Mesira that the Tanakama says, but also with a Shtar. You need both. Now the Gemara concludes what it was coming to say, that seemingly this Machlekes Tanoim is the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, because Sfina b'Mashicha, regarding that Reb Nosson says that a boat is acquired by Mashicha, why did Reb Nosson have to say that? Hainu Tanakama, that's exactly the words that the Tanakama said. So why are you repeating? Another Tana only comes to say what he's disputing the first opinion that was said. Ella rather says, the Gemara de Rav Shmuel k'beinayu, the reason is because what they're disputing, although the words are the same, but since he's repeating it, is because they're coming to dispute in the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. In other words, Tanakama, who said that a Sfina is niknes b'Mashicha, is acquired with Mashicha, is a full Mashicha, like Shmuel had said. You have to totally remove it, draw it from the place that it was in, totally remove it from that space. On that, Reb Nosson, who he's the later Tana, he's coming to add on. Why is he repeating the same words? Because he's coming to say even a bigger Mechidish, meaning even a lesser Mashicha is going to work, which is like Rav, even if he moves it just a little bit. So seemingly, the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is this Machlekes Reb Nosson Tanakama. And that says Gemara Lo Yino. The Kuli Amma that truthfully, everyone agrees, Tanakama and Reb Nosson, Ikar Rav, Ikar Shmuel. When they both say the same words, that the Sfina is B'Mashicha, like either one. It's not necessarily that they're disagreeing in the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Either that you could say that they both hold like Rav, all you have to move it is a little bit to be Mashicha, or like Shmuel, that has to be totally. And the truth is, Ubisvina Kulamalei Pligi, because in that case of the boat, they don't disagree. Ki Pligi Ba'asius. Their whole Machlekes was regarding the second case, regarding a document, where the Tanakama held that all you have to do is Mesira. And Reb Nosson said that no, you need a Mesira and you have to write a document about it too. But regarding a boat that they did not disagree about. So then our question was, so then why does Reb Nosson repeat the same words that Tanakama said already? And that says the Gemara, V'hachid kama le Reb Nosson Tanakama. Now, but this is what, why did he repeat the words? Because he was coming to use it in his response. And he was telling the Tanakama as follows. Bisvina vada medinalach. He was telling him as follows. I agree with you in the case of the boat that yes, all you need to do over there is Mashicha. And according to Rav, he'll explain that according to his opinion. Shmuel will explain like his opinion, that everyone agrees to whatever Mashicha is. But what he was forewarning by saying that, which is because, but by the case of a document, he was coming to disagree and say, there it's not enough with what you're saying that all you need is Mesira. There I'm arguing that you have to have something more. Ikashtar in. And only if you additionally have a document, then it's going to be a valid kinyan. Eloi, but if not, not. And so what is this machlekes regarding the case of a shtar? If it's enough to just do Mesira, all you need to do, like Reb Nosson says, also to write a shtar about that shtar, is a mepluk to dan the tanoi. It's like the same machlekes that we have the following tanoim, which is the machlekes of the first brice of Reb Nosson Rabbanan. Is this Rabbanan of the first brice is actually Rebbe, and Reb Nosson of the next brice is actually the Rabbanan that's mentioned as the Rabbanan that's actually Reb Nosson. Because as Rashbam points out, Rebbe and Reb Nosson were at the end of the Mishnah period, and they were colleagues. And the Amiram also, when they set up the braises, they set it up that in one braise, the stam opinion of the Rabbanon was Rabbi, which is in the first braise. And in the second braise, we quote, the stam opinion was not mentioned, who's the just the Tanakama, is the Rabbanon, is Reb Nosson. So it's their same machlekes. We see in two different braises quoted in different ways, who is the Rabbanon, but it's really the machlekes Rabbi and Reb Nosson. The Tanak learned the braise. Oisies niknes, a document, many letters are acquired to be able to have the lekeach now acquire the debt from the borrower, b'mesira. When the lender hands over the document to the recipient, to the lekeach, now the borrower can't claim anymore that, no, it was only given over to you to just use as a piece of paper to close up your bottle. No, he acquired it for its totality to be able to even collect the debt from the leiva. That's Devi Rabbi, which again, as we said, that's the Tanakama, the Rabbanam, the first price, who said that for a document, all you need to have is mesira. The Chacham Maimrim, which we said before, who's the Chacham of this Braisa? It's Reb Nosson of the first Braisa. No, Bein Kasav, whether if the seller writes to the Lekeach, a Shtar Mechira, a document of a sale, to show that he actually sold this document, and he gave him over the sale document, not the actual deed that he's selling him, which is the thing that's being purchased, but rather like the receipt, like the document that's showing that he sold it to him, but he didn't yet give him the actual shtar milva, the actual deed, the document that he's selling him, or bein masar b'lo kasav, or whether if he gave him over what he's selling him, he gave him over that document that he has as a loan on someone else, but he didn't write from a document that he sold him that piece of paper, lo kana, then in either situation, the lekeach has not acquired to be able to collect from the leiva, at sheyichtiv, until he writes a shtar mechira, and that he gives him over the shtar chayv that he's selling him. And the reason for that is because he could tell him that all I sold you was a piece of paper. And moreover, it's not going to be enough to just give him a shtar mechira because you don't acquire a document with a shtar. It's only karka navadim that are acquired with a shtar. Bekesef shtar b'chazaka. A shtar, which is a movable item, is actually not acquired with a shtar. So either one's not going to be enough, but you need to have both to have a valid kinyan for a shtar. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, "B'maya kimta." So how do you explain who is the Tanakama of Reb Nosson in the first brisa? You said, as proving from the second brisa, it's Kirebi. On that, asks the Gemara, but if that's the case, then Svina Nami Tikni B'Mesira, then a boat should be allowed to be acquired even with a generic Mesira. And why was it necessary, as the first Braisa who we are saying is Rebbe, to say that a boat has to be acquired with Meshicha? The Tanakh learned the Braisa. Svina, Niknis bin Mesira, a boat is acquired with Mesira, meaning even a lower level, not a Mesira that we said before, it's a higher level that the seller has to hand it over. Even if, let's say, as we said in the previous daf, what a Mesira is, let's say for large animals, where in the case of a boat, he holds onto the rope which the boat's attached to, and he doesn't even move it from its place. That says, Divi Rebbe, that's enough of a way of acquiring a boat. Now, V'chacham, I mean, they disagree. They say, no, Loi Kone has not acquired the boat. As we continue to Amid Beis, Ad Shiyim Shechena, until he draws it to the buyer's own distinct domain. Oh, yeah, Chayiskes Mekayma, or actually until he rents the place of where the boat is in. Then, once it's his domain, then a person's own domain acquires objects that are inside of it, as the Gemara teaches in Masechtas Gittin from the Mimatzi Timatzi Biyada Geneva, that if it's in his property, that itself acquires for him, in that case, the thing that was stolen. But the question is, if you're saying that the Tanakam of the first Brice is Rebbe, so why does he say that you need to acquire the boat with Meshicha? If we find in this Brice, he says clearly that you could just have Mesira. So that the Gemara answers, Lekash, it's not a difficulty. Why? Khan, over here in this last braisa where Rebbe says that a svin is acquired with Mesira, that's Toma Bishra Sarab in the public domain. So for example, let's say there's a shallow water in the public domain where you can't do Meshicha. Why can't you do Meshicha? Because Meshicha is only when you draw it into your own domain. So that would be, for example, let's in the case of a sheared courtyard. Or, as the Gemara is going to later on explain, by a simta, which is a thing off the side of the Bishra Sarab. But in Rishas Aram, where it's not your own public private domain, it's actually the public domain, so you can't do Meshicha. Now, so since you can't do Meshicha in the Rishas Arabim, so the way you're going to acquire it is with Mesira, which is a different act of having it handed over. That does work in Rishas Aram. That's not the kind of Meshicha that, as if you're drawing it to yourself. It's rather like the owner's handing it over, which that could work even in Rishas Aram. But Khan, the first Braisa, which we said that the Tanakam of Reb Nosson, who we said that's Rebbe, that said that a boat is acquired with Meshicha, that's Toma Besimta. A basimta is, for example, like these alleyways, these mavois that were small that opened up into the Rishus Rabbim, and that's off to the side. That's not the public domain. And let's say there was water where there's a boat that's in over there. Since it's not the actual public domain, it's not the Rishus Rabbim, it's just sometimes that the Rishus Rabbim is very tight, so people go over there onto the side, to the simta, to the mavui, but people are allowed to go ahead and take up space over there. So it's as if it's the domain of whoever's standing over there at that moment to acquire with Mashiach, as if it's his own private domain. So since in the simta it's possible to do it Mashiach, so then it's not the normative practice to acquire in the simta with Mesira, and therefore that's why it's not going to acquire with Mesira, because that's not the way it's normally done over there. And that's why the Tanakhama of Rav Nassim, meaning Rebbe, says over there that a boat is acquired with Mashiach, and Isis only with a document is with Mesira, which sounds like but a boat is not acquired with Mesira, because the truth is, yes, each place, according to what its normative practice is, where Mashiach Saram, that you cannot do Mashiach, then like the second opinion of Rebbe was quoted, that's where it's with Mesira. But in the Simto, where you could do it Mashiach, therefore it's not normal to do it with Mesira, then the Kenyan's going to be with Mashiach, and that's why he says Mashiach, and not Mesira. The Gemara continues asking on the technical details of this answer. And that is, B'mai Kimtul HaBasraisa, how do you explain this last Braisa that we just quoted, which we used it as a question on the first Rebbe, that was the Rabbana of Rav Nassim, where he said the Sfina is with Mashiach, and yet we had this last Braisa that says it's with Mesira. So we had that as a contradiction. And we answered that, how do you explain the last Braisa? It's Pashas Arab, Mistuman, in the public domain. On public domain, you can't do Mashiach, then it's with Mesira. Whereas the first Braisa was with Mashiach because it's in the Simta. That has the Gemara Be'ima Seifa. Look at the end of the Braisa that we quoted. We quoted the V'cham, Maim V'cham, say, Loi Kona Ad Shem Shechena. No, they disagree. You're not going to acquire the boat in the Rishus Ram with Mesira. Rather, until you do Mashiach, or as some Gerses bring down, that Oyat Sheyiskra Es Mekayma, where until you go ahead, which is the words that we actually had in the Braisa itself, or until he rents the place where it's in. And then it's his rishos, and then the boat will be acquired, but not Mesira. And that is the Gemara, Ve'ibish Asarabim, but if it's like how you're answering right now, that the case is talking about that the boat is in the Rishos Arabim, and then that's why Rebbe, that's when it's going to be with Mesira, and not Mashiach, because you can't do Mashiach and Rishos Arabim. But then how did the Rabbanan say, oh, no, you can't acquire like Rebbe said with Mesira. Rather, until you rent the place, rent the space, how can you rent the spot of where the boat is in Rishos Arabim? Miman Oiger. Who are you going to rent the space of where the boat is in the Rishus HaRabim? Nobody owns the Rishus HaRabim. You can't rent it from anyone, that it should be your place. Vesu, moreover, asked the Gemara, this is that the Rabbanan first said, that Ad Shem Shechena, until you do Mashiach, but Mashiach B'Rishus HaRabim Mikanya? Does Mashiach work in Rishus HaRabim? But it doesn't, because of Abayi, Rabbi Damit Abayi, both Abayi and Rabbi said, and this is Svaris that they said, which was logic, that Mesira, giving something over as a kinyan, for example, let's say with a boat or with a large animal, which those are things that are done with Mesira, koina b'Rishus HaRabim. That acquires in the Rishus HaRabim. And the reason why it acquires in the Rishus HaRabim is because you can't do Mashiach in Rishus HaRabim. And that's where the question is. On the Rabbanan, we see that Abayim and Rabbah say, and that seems to be fact according to everyone, that you cannot do a Mashiach in Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, these things are going to use Mesira in Rishus HaRabim. Or ubechatzah she'en shoshneim, and the same thing applies in a courtyard that's not of either one of them. So you can't do mashiach over there. It's only when it's your domain. So that's where you do mesira. Mashiach, drawing it near to yourself as a kinyan, whether with a boat or whether with a large animal, and for sure by a small animal, which is always with mashiach, that's kind of a simta. That you could acquire this kinyan mashiach in a simta, which is a designated place for somebody as if it's his own space for that moment, it's on the side. So then it's like almost like a shared courtyard type of a thing where everyone has an ownership, not that it's no one's ownership. Or b'chatzah she'eshosh neim, or in a courtyard that's shared by both of them. So since, as we said, those areas where it's a shared courtyard or if it's a simta, it's possible to do with mashiach, so then you're right. In those situations, Abayi and Rabbah say that mashiach would not work at all. Because the primary element of Mesira is only normative in Rishus HaRabim. But Mashiach is normative in a place where a person has his own space, then the kinyan usually is when he pulls it to himself.
And v'agbah, but regarding the kingdom of lifting something up, that says abayin rabba kainim b'chal makom, that you could acquire in any place, even if it's the area designated in, that is the seller's domain, not the buyer's domain. However, if he lifts it up, he could acquire it even in the shus of the meicher. One thing the Gemara asks is, how do we understand the answer that we gave, that last b'rais is tumah rishus rabbim, and that's how we explain the contradiction of Rebbe. The problem is the Chachamim's opinion doesn't make sense, because what does that mean that you do Mashiach? You can't do Mashiach in Rosh Hashanah, as we see in Biden Rabbah say that that's why you only could do Mesira. And so too, what does it mean to rent the space? You can't rent the space of Rosh Hashanah from anyone. So the Gemara answers, my ad sheyim shechena nami dekame. Right, what do the Rabban also mean when they say, no, Mesira is not going to work, it's only going to be until you do Mashiach? And you're right, what does it mean when they said, until you rent the space, which we said doesn't make sense, you can't rent the space of where the boat is in Rosh Hashanah, you can't rent it from anyone. And that says the Gemara in the Hachikama. This is what the Rabbanan were saying. They weren't saying to do these two ideas in the public domain itself. Rather, when they said, Achim Shechena Mishrasaram Lesimta, until you go ahead and you draw it, not in Rosh Hashanah, but from the Rosh Hashanah to a Simta, to the side of the Rosh Hashanah, where there you could acquire with Mashiach. And so too, when they said Ad Sheyisker, it doesn't mean until you rent the space of where it is in the public domain. Rather, they were saying a different idea. They were saying, V'im Rishos Bailam Hi, if it's the, in other words, if we're talking about a situation where it's in the domain of the seller itself, then they were saying that Len Loi Kana, then you're not going to be able to acquire, you're not going to have any rectification not to do nor Mesira, nor Mashiach, because that doesn't work in the Rishus of the Meicher, that they said a different idea, then it's Ad Sheyisker Mekayim until you actually rent the space of where it's in. But that doesn't contradict that, as we described, the Brayis was talking about Rishus HaRabim, and you're right, neither of those ideas work in Rishus HaRabim itself according to the Rabbanan. They were saying, do Mashiach, pull it from Rishus HaRabim to the Simto, or rent the space, not in the case of Rishus HaRabim, but a different case if it's in the Rishus of the Meicher. But now the Gemara asks, but Lema Abaye v'Rava, seemingly, we should say that this Abaye and Rava that we just quoted, who say that Mesira works in the Rishus HaRabim, the Ami Kerebi, that they're saying like Rebbe, who we just quoted in that last Brisa, that he says that a boat is acquired through Mesira in the Rishus HaRabim, and that's the idea where you do Mesira in the Rishus HaRabim, and that Abaye and Rava are not like the Rabbanan. Because according to the Rabbanan, they said that no, Mesira does not work for the boat in Rosh Hashanah. And that's why they said that no, you don't acquire the boat until you, as we just explained, draw it from the Rosh Hashanah to a Simto. So the question is, how did Abaye and Rava leave the Rabbanan, who are the majority, and say their halacha like a Das Yacha, like an individual Tana, that of Rebbe? On that, Rav Ashi says, no, it's not a difficulty. Because actually, Ida Amarle, if the owner of the boat tells the consumer, Lech Chazek V'Kani, go ahead, take possession and acquire the boat. And he actually does that. He takes the boat and he holds onto it, meaning, which is Mesira, it's being handed over by the, meaning if he just holds onto, let's say, the ropes or whatever, some element of that large item, which in this case is a boat, says Rav Ashi Hachinami, that yes, everyone would agree, no one would disagree, that the buyer would acquire it, even though it's in Rosh Hashanah, because of course, like Abaye and Rava said, even the Rabbanan would agree that you could acquire something like a boat or a large animal through Mesira in the Rosh Hashanah. Now, Hachamai Skinner said, what are we talking about over here with the Rabbanan disagree? And they say that no, with the boat you can't do Mesira. You have to actually first pull it to the Simta and then acquire it. That's because it's talking about a specific case. The Amalei, where the seller of the owner of the boat said to the buyer, he didn't tell him, Lech Chazek V'Kani, go ahead and do a Chazaka, which is like, meaning take possession of it, which is the element of Mesira, just to hold on to a part of it. Rather, he told him, Lech Mashrech V'Kani, go ahead and draw it and acquire it. Oh, so Marasav, the Rabbanan held that Kepeda, he was particular in the wording that he used, and that he didn't want the Kinyan to be concluded until the buyer does a Mashiach, and not with Mesira. And the reason why he wanted, that he wanted more time. The seller wanted that he could be able to retract as long as the buyer didn't yet do a Mashiach and draw it all the way to his Rishus. And therefore they said that you can't do Mesira, you got to do Mashiach, which is going to take time until you go ahead and draw it to the Simto or to your own private domain. But Amar Sav, a Rebbe who disagreed and said that you could do Mashiach, is because he held that Mara Makam Hulai. All the seller was saying was giving him a marker and saying, if you want to, you could even go ahead now and draw it all the way till your house. And that's what he meant when he said Lech Mashiach, because he said that go ahead, you could even acquire with just doing a Mesira. I mean, he wasn't saying that you need to do a Kinyan Mashiach, he was just saying, go ahead, draw it, take it all the way home, But he's allowing him to do any kinyan, not just particularly the words that he used in Meshicha, even Mesira. And therefore Rebbe said that you could do Mesira and you don't have to draw it from the Shus Rabim to the side of the road to the center. Now the Gemara returns to what we were mentioning before regarding this idea about Mili, about acquiring, which was this Machlekes that we mentioned, we thought would be the Machlekes Rabin Shmuel with Reb Nosson and Rebbe, how you go ahead and acquire a document where you want to sell a document, that deed, to someone else. So Amar Papa, he says, if someone sells a document to his friend, so he has to write in a different document, which is recording what the sale of this document is, he has to write, Kinihu, I want you to acquire this document, and all liens that are in it. In other words, what Rav Papa is coming to do, he's coming to explain that the halacha is like the Rabbanon who disagree with Rebbe, and they say that no, it's not enough to acquire the document until you do two things. Until you write a document about that document, and to give over that document that you're selling, which is called Atshayichta V'Yimser. And also he's coming to explain, what do you write in that document that you're writing about the sale of that document? Which are these words that I'm selling you, I want you to acquire this and whatever's written inside of it. Now, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Amrita l'shmaita kamed Rav Kahana. I said over this teaching of Rav Papa in front of Rav Kahana, where he's basically saying that he was disputing this teaching because Rav Ashi actually held like Rebbe, that Oisiyas are niknas b'mesira. All you need to do to acquire a document is just to hand it over to the person and you don't need to write another document. So therefore he was disputing this and he was saying it in the way of a question. Mamretle, and I said to Rav Kahana as follows, Time of the custom lehachi, like Rav Papa said, it's only if he writes these words, Kanihu v'chol shibudi debay, then he's going to acquire, when he gives it over to the guy, the document. Halei custom lehachi, but if he doesn't write it like this, rather he just gives over the document without writing another document about it, loy kani, then he's not going to acquire it, meaning like the Rabbanan. But why? What, you think that this guy's acquiring the whole sale is because he just needs a piece of paper? What do you mean? It's logical to say, what is he selling him? That he should be able to collect the debt that's written inside of the document, that's what he's selling him. And therefore it should be enough, like Rebbe, to just acquire it by giving it over to him, by doing a Kinyan Mesira. Why do you need to go ahead and write a document about that sale of the document, that it's not just the paper, it's the words written inside of it, of course. Avad Amali, says Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana said to me, that lotzer v'lotzer, it could be that he's selling him the paper just to go ahead and to close up the bottle, to be able to wrap it up, and therefore it's not indicative, and therefore the halacha is not like Rebbe, rather like Rabbanan, it's not enough to just do the mesira of handing over that deed, but rather you have to write a document about that to say, I'm not selling you just a piece of paper, but what's written in it too. And Rashbam points out, but if you're going to say that, what do you mean? It's pretty obvious that he's selling him not just the piece of paper, but the whole deed that's inside of it, because if not, then there's a ina, because he's overcharging him by a sixth for how much a piece of paper is. And then, you're right, so it says it's going to be bitl mekach, so it'll be voiding the sale, but then he'll give him back the money, and then he'll give him back the document. But the point is that we can't say that automatically the sale of the document will include the sale of the content that's inside of it. And therefore, halacha is like Rabbanan, not like Rebbe, that you have to write a document about it, and like Rav Papa said what the words are, and then to give over the actual deed that you're selling him.